In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Hope you're having a good week. Obviously, this is a special week because Thanksgiving is in 2 days. We look forward to broadcasting Turkey Bowl tomorrow night here on WIP. It's going to be the first time ever. It's a Wednesday night game. And we will feature Camden Catholic and Paul VI.
Called Prime Time,
Prime
Joe.
Prime Time, Sots. It's also called I Better Not Mess Up. Because more people will be listening.
That's true.
You know, more people listen on a Wednesday night than a Thursday morning of Thanksgiving. So we better get our names and numbers all
Pressure
right.
Pressure is on.
So it's Camden Catholic and Paul VI. We're proud to bring Turkey Bowl 6 to you tomorrow here on WIP. It's all presented by our presenting sponsor, Cheney University, Empowering Minds, Cultivating Leaders, and Shaping Futures. 215-592-9494. Give it a listen tomorrow from about 7 through, you know, maybe 9, 9:30, depending on how long it goes. All right, let's go to Paul in Downingtown right now. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. And I'm definitely looking forward to Turkey Bowl. And on another side note with high school football, Joe, I think our alma maters are playing in the state quarterfinals this weekend. So it's a great weekend for high school football.
Well, that's a better weekend for the prep than your alma mater. I mean, let's be real, okay?
Yeah, probably, because you guys can recruit, but let's not go there. But listen, it's
well, I view it a little different, Paul. We attract student athletes.
Nice use of language right there.
Student athletes.
Well done.
From all throughout the region.
Nice pivot, Mr. Fender. But listen, we're talking about Saquon and celebrating Saquon today. And no disrespect to his family, because I'm sure they're wonderful people. But Saquon, he's almost too good to be true. He's almost been created in like a football laboratory by Dr. Frankenstein. Because when I look at the guy, I see the power of Earl Campbell. I see the elusiveness of Barry Sanders. I see the grace of Marcus Allen. I see the determination of Jim Brown. I see the heart of Walter Payton. And I could go on all day. This guy's beautiful. He's amazing. He's something that is out of a football fairy tale. It's almost like you can't believe it.
I agree with you, Paul. I think it's
a backward hurdle.
Yeah.
Everything he brings to the table. And it's just, I mean, what do you do with a guy this special? I mean, the only negative thing that comes out of all this is we showed the Giants exactly like how bad they are, how they screwed up. We've kind of given them in reverse by relief a blueprint to make themselves better. You know what I mean? But, God, that's the only drawback.
Listen, Paul, I love your call. In a thing that's kind of tough to sum up, I think you summed it up really well, man. I do. Paul, give me an answer, a great addition to a show.
You actually stole mine, but my pivot is Negan from The Walking Dead.
You got it, man. Paul, appreciate that phone call. You know,
I do not like zombie movies.
Me neither.
I do not
love
like zombie movies or shows. I have a gross feeling deep down inside that I can't get around. I don't find it pleasurable to watch those things slowly walking. Yeah. Just so slow.
I didn't either, but Game of Thrones had sort of that going on.
And I didn't really like that part.
Oh,
of Game
I thought
of
that was the that and the dragons were the best parts.
Okay, I thought the fact that the dragons turned into giant zombie ice dragons, that was crazy, of course.
When that light that's blue amazing. Light blue not light, but blue eye. You know, popped open.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling. That was nuts. Crazy cool. But
so you know what's different. Also you know what's also nuts? The last caller just compared the running back here in Philly, Saquon, to the best of all these great backs, and no one's like, yeah, that's crazy. Because
yeah,
it feels
totally
on point.
Real.
Let's listen to Seth Joyner talking yesterday. We talked to Seth about he played against Bo Jackson. And if you're too young to know, just know this. I mean, Bo, in a limited span of time, is one of the all-time greats. Until he got injured, one of the all-time greats. Seth played against him. Here's Seth yesterday on Bo Jackson and Saquon. How does Saquon compare to Bo Jackson? I think you faced him in 89 or 88. So that'd be kind of prime Bo. How does he compare?
The similarities are striking. You know, especially, you know, body size and ability to accelerate. I think that Saquon is more nimble. Bo was more of a one-cut-and-go kind of guy. Like, he wasn't making anybody miss.
Yeah.
He was either going to outrun you or he was going to run you over.
Well,
Saquon is, like, the total package.
There's more control
associated with it. And I was thinking about, I was trying to, because, you know, the MVP conversation, you know, Adrian Peterson, I think it was 2012, won the MVP, and I was looking at his numbers last night and making the comparison, and Saquon's on pace to outdo those numbers in rushing yards, passing, receiving yards, and touchdowns on both sides as well. You know, Adrian Peterson was a beast, but I don't think Adrian Peterson had the element of illusion either. He was either going to run you over, or you know, if he got in the open field, he was going to run away from you when he was in his prime, and there was nobody to go get him.
You know, it's well said, but I think what Seth is saying is that Saquon has some LeSean McCoy, some Barry Sanders jukes in him that, John, some of these classically powerful backs lacked the juke element.
Yeah,
is that a fair way to put it?
It's amazing. It's amazing that, yes, he would have that completeness because it's hard to slow down that much mass and redirect it. You know, those jukes, it takes the redirecting of 235 pounds, which is not easy at all. And the numbers that he's talking about, comparing Saquon's numbers to Adrian Peterson's from 2012.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is really interesting. Through 11 games, Adrian Peterson had 1,236 rushing yards the year he won the MVP.
Coming off a torn ACL, by the way.
1,236
yep.
was his number. Saquon, 1,392.
Yep.
So, and then receiving yards, Adrian Peterson, 185. Saquon, 257.
Yeah.
Total touchdowns for Adrian, 7. 12 for Saquon.
Yeah, no, it's look, the numbers
are ahead of pace.
The numbers are incredible. So one of the problems, though, with the numbers is the touches are adding up. Okay, they really are. Saquon right now has already touched the ball 250 times in the regular season. By the way, James, thank God they didn't play him in the preseason.
Yeah, you're damn right about that, buddy.
All right, so 250 through 11 games. Let's listen to Sirianni. He talked, I think this was after the game on Sunday, he talked about the Saquon usage thing. We've asked him a bunch. Other reporters have asked him a bunch in press conferences. It is adding up more and more. Here's what Sirianni said two nights ago.
You control things on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This sport is like any other. This profession, NFL, is like unlike any other professional sport. Like, we got to do whatever we got to do to win each and every game. That's always going to be that way. So if it takes Saquon carrying the ball a bunch of times, then he's going to have to carry it a bunch of times. And then you have to get a chance. We've gotten a chance the last couple weeks, past month or so, through November, to get him out in the fourth quarter. So you try to handle things that way. We're always conscious of it. I think Saquon does a really good job of being able to take himself out at times, and when he's feeling it, and that's why he runs so fast and so hard, and that I think he has a good feel for when he needs to come out, and he comes out. Kenny Gainwell's been going in. Kenny's done a really nice job. I got so much confidence in Kenny when he goes in, and so it's managed a little bit through that. Again. We'll make sure we're very careful with them Monday through Saturday, and we'll do whatever we need to do to win the games.
All right, so Sirianni lays it out, and really it's the same answer he's been given the last 5-6 weeks when this has been asked to him a bunch of times. We'll do what we have to do to win the game. Let me just say this. Here's where it does start getting tricky. And believe me, guys, there's nothing more exciting these days in Philly sports than seeing the ball in Saquon's hands. The most exciting thing. Here is the problem, though. John, I did the math before the show. Here's where it's at from a tracking standpoint. If the Eagles play in the Super Bowl, which would be great, and don't get the bye, which as of now they would not have the bye, meaning they'd have to play 4 playoff games to win it all. You know, 3 to get through the NFC and then the Super Bowl, 4 playoff games. So if he plays all 17 regular season plus 4 playoff games, 21 games, he is right now tracking for 477 touches this year. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a ton of touches. Anytime you're anywhere in the range of 500 is borderline obscene.
I just looked it up. It would be more than DeMarco Murray had that year in Dallas when he came the next year. DeMarco Murray had like 350 that year.
And the reason...
I'm sorry, 450.
Yeah, DeMarco didn't play as long in the playoffs, and they probably played him in the preseason if I had to guess. And we know DeMarco Murray was cooked the next year. Just cooked.
That's my point.
Yeah. So, you know, I say this not to scare people, but just to present the reality. John, this is something Sirianni's going to have to manage. And to this point, they haven't slowed down the pace. He hasn't. I mean, he's still touching the ball a ton. So what do you do, John? What do you do?
You do what works in terms of the balance of run to pass and keep winning games until it puts you in a position to win in the postseason. And then you've got major decisions. Then you've got the major decisions. If you have secured playoff berths, if you have secured...
So you're not slowing the pace yet. You're not slowing the pace
place.
Yet?
No, until you secure home field potentially in the postseason. And that's why this season is so unique. You've got another team at the tip top. You got the Lions at the tip top record-wise in the NFC. They're one game ahead of us. And so we have to stay playing. It's not likely that we can sort of hang up the cleats, and we're probably going to have to, you know, continue to use Saquon at a not an overuse clip, but this.
Well, it is an overuse. It is an overuse, but James, let me give you an argument. Tell me if this works for you. Next year, I'm going to make it real simple. You ready? Next year, be damned.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying I'm advocating that. Well, I'm saying it's something to consider.
Especially because you don't know for sure. You assume.
You don't know for sure.
You know, Saquon is a freak of nature. Like, he really is. Yeah. The way he's built, the way he's put together. So, like, you don't know. But I think you absolutely have to. You got to try and win the Super Bowl. Like,
477 puts a shutter through you, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a, Rhea, that's a monster
doubt.
Number.
Without a doubt.
477?
The fact that it's so much more than DeMarco Murray, you know, does. But I will say this. He's not getting bruised as bad as
so. DeMarco. 2 games ago, he was getting up slow, but other than that one game, he is. Although I was worried the other day, I wondered if like abdomen area or whatever
that
was. It
looked like he, the family jewels.
I thought that might have been
it. Exactly. Or the wind knocked out of him. One of those.
You think that's what it was, John?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay, all
but right. The yards here's we talked about, and John mentioned it yesterday, the yards after contact that he had. Before contact.
Yep.
His yards after contact, 162 just on Sunday alone.
Well, he breaks tackles.
817 after contact.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... But a lot of them are just like stiff arms, and he just runs another 10
yards. No question. No, it's amazing. But anyway, all right, so your reaction on he's on pace for 477 touches. Just, come on. You can't ignore that. What do you make of it?